Dear friends of Jenny, especially those that were closest to her, of course, Wally, and also Gary, you're pretty close to her too, yeah, and Amanda, and all the friends and all colleagues, Joan, thinking of you too, as she's kind of a sister to you as well. God's peace be with you. God's peace is yours, and I pray that it's not just a concept, but something that we can really hold to our hearts today, God's peace in a very real way, as we celebrate this time together. Faith. There are kind of two approaches to the definition of faith. Some say that faith is seeing, then believing. Some say it's the exact opposite, right? Some say it's about believing, then comes seeing. But just honestly speaking about our community and the world that we're living in, do you recognize that the definition of faith that's used mostly in our culture today is actually seeing first, then you believe. Show me. I want to see it, then I'll believe. When we receive an email and there's a discount, 25%, we don't usually believe it right away. We have to verify and read the small print. When the scientific community makes a discovery, they don't base the discovery on a hunch or just kind of a feeling that's out there. They got to see it. They got to verify what's happened. When we hear an incredible story on the news, we oftentimes just don't believe it. We fact check other sources to see if the story is really true. We live in a time period where, yeah, seeing, then comes believing. Now, if we accept that definition, it's actually kind of hard to have a lot of confidence today in light of Jenny's passing just a couple of months ago. Why do I say that? Because seeing, there were some things that we saw with Jenny that we're not seeing right now. Here's some things that really stuck out to me, seeing I heard it from many of you. Man, those bright blue eyes could light up a room and could really bring warmth. They were kind of mischievous too, like they were up to something. We don't see the smile. One of the things I heard was that Jenny never really had a bad day. She was kind of happy and optimistic all the time. We don't really feel that inspiration that she gave as well as you just kind of entered the room. And it's kind of, as we heard the gospel reading from St. John, how can we believe these things that Jesus is talking about, that there's a place prepared, that there's eternal peace and rest, and that what we prayed for, that someday we will have a reunion? Because we want to see that first before we believe. Jenny, from what I know of her, pastored 11 years, but also the stories that I heard, Jenny, I think, was the opposite. Jenny believed, and then came the sight. She didn't see things first and then believe. Let me give you a couple examples. Jenny as a teacher. Jenny believed in her students well before she saw any accomplishments or results. That's what a good teacher does. And some of her students are here. Jenny served as a teacher at Philomath High School for 28 years. She won many awards. I knew of one. It's in the obituary. But as you walk into the fellowship hall, there's a lot of awards sitting on that table. She won quite a few. But it was really about believing in her students. One of the things she started that some were influenced by here in the community was the secretarial cluster. The idea of the secretarial cluster was to give students a connection to a local business. The idea behind that was to give them a confidence boost so that they can kind of get some work experience. The hope was that they develop some skills maybe for their career down the road. The dream was that maybe some people might even get hired after their internship in high school. The reality was that some people did get hired after high school. Some people, many people, many of the students that are here developed skills that greatly benefited them in their entire career because of Jenny's dedication. And when she first saw students, I have a hard time believing that she saw magnificence right away. No, she believed in her students first. Then came the fruit of the labor.